Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon text this evening is from our epistle lesson, specifically the sixth chapter of the book of the 2 Corinthians as written to the Corinthians by the Apostle Paul. And our theme this evening, now is the day of salvation. Please be seated. Dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The lives that each of you are living, I know, requires great fortitude. Since there is so very much to try your patience, and you and I are definitely living in a time of great tribulation. At the accepted time brings distress. Then comes the betrayal, false accusations, a public whipping for nothing else than speaking the truth. The pain and shame is tremendous. What follows is isolation and abandonment. There are even riots in the streets. There is hunger and great fatigue. Although Satan in the world has thrown every threat and temptation your way, yet you still live in purity, which requires immense dedication and prayer to your Father in heaven. There are many who declare that ignorance is bliss, yet you are knowledge, and you proclaim the truth. Where so many events have tested your patience and endurance, yet you have long suffered. When assaulted, you turn the other cheek and answer with kindness. Despite your best efforts, your work is greatly misunderstood. Your life is truth that honors principles which result in being dishonored by the world. It means a good report for some for what you say, but then an evil report for saying exactly the very same word. It means being regarded as a deceiver, even when you're telling the truth. It means being dismissed by everyone and yet being very well known by the many. And strangely, it means dying yet while still living, and even though severely punished, not killed. It means being sorrowful, but rejoicing in the midst of sorrow. It means being poor, but at the same time being made rich. Your life is one of patient endurance, suffering, and great joy. Dearly beloved, what you have just heard sounds like a Hollywood script. It could describe the life of an apostle who is introducing the gospel to a pagan nation. It could even describe a heretic who is seeking to inject false teaching into the church. It could even describe the spiritual journey of a Buddhist or the mystical experience of a Gnostic New Ager. What you have heard pretty much conveys universal themes, whether you stand for what is godly or not. And what you have heard clearly describes all that Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, endured from His birth until His death. And since He endured, now He tells you and I that for His sake and for the sake of the gospel, we will also endure suffering and ridicule and persecution. dear ones of Christ Jesus, you live a life that requires great patience, because you will face tribulation and need and worry in this world. As long as you stand for everything and anything at all, most will understand you, but there are many who will oppose you. Even if no one opposes you, your goals and intentions, that is, your own sinful flesh, old Adam, he is going to get sick and tired, and he's going to discourage you, and he's going to drive you into despair, because old Adam doesn't like the joy and the forgiveness that is proclaimed to you within the church and here at the altar this evening. So since all of you have heard so much so far, and what you have heard could describe just about anyone, what is it about your life? And what is it about this text that makes your life stand out from all the rest? One man, Jesus. Jesus is the difference between any other life journey and the Christian's pilgrimage that the Christian follows and the Christian does follow the one true God. With all the blessedness and the blessed assurance of eternal life in heaven. Yet our text has even more good news. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And having nothing, yet possessing all things. In this world, all sorts of endeavors are iffy propositions. Most of you know this. You may or may not make the team. You may or may not get your new business up and running. You may or may not get the right price for this choice piece of farmland. This earthly life is very uncertain. But here is what your Lord and Savior proclaims to you. As you make your way through this life, heaven is not a goal that you may or may not reach, dear one. That's because heaven is already yours. All of God's gifts are already yours in Christ Jesus. Now is the acceptable time. Now is your day of salvation. God's word does not declare to you that the kingdom of heaven will be yours maybe someday. No, His Word says that the kingdom of heaven is yours right now. And that is why, although you may have little or nothing in this world, you possess everything. How can this be? How can heaven be yours right now? It is so because the price of your salvation has already been fully paid. Jesus has won grace and every blessing for you by His work. And what was that work? Well, it culminated in this. You heard it this evening in our text. He, the Father, made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Dear one, heaven is yours. Yours right now, because God made His Son, His only begotten Son, He made Him to be sin for you. He took all of your sin and all of my sin and piled them all unto Him. And not only our sin, but the sins of the whole world. And then He damned him. Damned him by hanging naked from a cross. Nailed to a cross. Wearing His royal crown of thorns. Your King paid the price that you and I should have paid but could not pay. Therefore, since He was willing to do this, remember Jesus told you that no one takes His life. He lays it down by His own accord. Since He was willing to do this, you have now received His righteousness. And even though He was made sin here at the cross, because you are now righteous, you can stand before your Father's throne, and you can stand there and see Him face to face and eye to eye. And He will forgive you all your sins, and you will live in His kingdom with Him forever and ever. You see, the price has been paid for your salvation. The price was not gold or silver. No, we know that the price was His holy, innocent blood. So now is the day of salvation. Therefore, do not think and do not live like heaven is not yours. To do so is to falsely believe that you have to do something to save yourself. In other words, what Jesus did here was not good enough. His blood wasn't good enough. His life wasn't good enough. His death wasn't good enough. His resurrection, not good enough. Likewise, do not dare to think, dear one, that since you have salvation, you can live any way that you want. You can eat, drink, and be merry, and you can do what you want with whom you want, whenever you want. No, that sinful, unrepentant behavior, as God tells us, that person, that sinner, will never inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, salvation is yours. It is not yours to gain. It has already been gained for you. It is, however, yours to lose if you, in sin, turn away from your Savior and live a life of unrepentant, unconfessed sin. God will not be mocked. His word is true. Jesus gives salvation to you, dear ones. He gives it to you freely. And He also gives you other gifts. The very gifts that He gives all the time here in His church. He constantly is strengthening your faith by the preached word. And tonight He is present to serve you body and blood. Even now He gives you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who is always with you. His nourishing body and blood, yes, He will serve to you. And that word that you are hearing is the sword of the Spirit that each of you possess. And since we possess this sword of the Spirit, we should use it. So then, as you journey through this season of repentance and penance, this season of Lent, know that on the other side of this penitential season is the joy of Easter. And after that, beyond Easter, is the everlasting joy of heaven itself, freely won for you and freely given to you, all by the work of Jesus Christ. Yes, dear ones, your journey in this life will be a great struggle. You will struggle with sin, and you will struggle with temptation. And yet, the Lord always announces to you, He keeps His promise that He is present to serve you and to tell you that you are His dear little lamb, of whom He has died for. And He forgives, and He forgives, and He forgives. Tonight, finally, He does not say, "Take, eat, this is My body. Take, drink, this is My blood," so that one day you might be forgiven. Maybe. No, dear one, His word is clear. His word is very clear. Take, eat, take, drink, for the forgiveness of all your sins, for your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to Jesus.